Welcome to Business, Politics, and Lifestyles on Full Service Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Now, here's your host, Gary S. Goldman.
Well, welcome back to the second hour of Business, Politics, and Lifestyles, and on such a momentous week. This was election week. I don't know if you thought that we were going to have an answer to the question of who was going to be the president on January 20th, but all of us should have realized who it is we're dealing with. We don't do that, though. You know, I think, again, from a psychological perspective, people tend to think of others the way that they themselves manage in the world, I guess you could say. If you're pretty honest, you kind of tend to give people the benefit of the doubt because you would want people to give you the benefit of the doubt. And yet, look at what we're dealing with. We're looking at people who are willing and who have proven that they are willing to cheat at any cost. Case in point, which I woke up to so much news, I was drowning in the news, you know. Otherwise, I would just like to put my head over the pillow over my head and wait until we have an answer. And I think there is some value to doing that, except when there is such great news that Larry Ward brought us at worldtribune.com. I'm going to say it again so that you can go there and get all the information on Dominion voting systems and hammer and scorecard. We've been watching these people lie, cheat, and steal for years, and yet we've never, ever had any justice. We've watched them as they turn criminals into victims and law-abiding citizens into criminals. We've watched the McCluskeys, who merely showed a gun while people were, mobs who were threatening to kill them and even kill their dog broke through their gate, and yet corrupt DAs and other people in St. Louis, Missouri, I think it was, charged the victims. So they have been setting the rules for so long, saying blaming the victim, and yet now they go and they blame the victim because, justice in their minds is not blind. It is very, very politically motivated. I want to get to this and maybe get your thoughts. So please don't hesitate to give us a call. Don't have the number right in front of me. So I've got to just get this because I'll lose my page. 508-871-7000. 508-871-7000. I just love. Thank you, Ted A. You're the best. Now, this is what the left is saying that Trump was doing in order to destroy the country. This is what AOC, who Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is saying, in which she's a sitting state U.S. House representative, and she's already calling for the going after of and retaliation towards anybody who dared vote or support a duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. This is how they think. When you realize how they think, it's really not that hard to understand why they're willing to lie, cheat, and steal. Here's my point. What they are saying and what AOC, that communist, avowed communist, is saying is that Donald Trump is a danger to our democracy. And guess what, AOC? It isn't a democracy, it's a republic. But they are saying everything they are, right? They're the danger. They are the racists, and they are the people, the authoritarians we have to worry about. What is it? What is it that they think that Donald Trump is so dangerous about? I'm going to just name a few, and then we're going to get to our caller, Joyce. American sovereignty. Well, that's evil. We can't have that. Individual freedom. Are you kidding? You can't have individual freedom. That's evil. Oh, my God. Peace in the Middle East? Really? That's terrible. Trump is a danger for creating peace in the Middle East. And those Republicans who think, those never Trumpers who think Trump is evil, terrible, and awful, they don't want peace in the Middle East either. Do they want independence from foreign oil, something that presidents have been offering and promising us for decades? That's not even something Donald Trump promised. And yet he brought independence from foreign oil. Donald Trump is the living example of the lies that we have been fed by our Washington establishment for decades. Free markets, fair trade deals, a colorblind society based on merit instead of either the color of your skin or what group you belong to, the right of individuals to defend themselves and their families, a separation of powers, constraints on government power. Those are the things that they're saying Donald Trump is evil about, right? That is what we never get to. And that, well, I had to rush through that. But that, what do you think they're so afraid of? You know what they're afraid of? Not only their gravy train being put down, but also being found out for the cheaters they are. We're going to take Joyce's call right now. Welcome, Joyce, to the Gary S. Goldman Show. You're with Karen Cataline on 830.
Good morning.
CRN. And do turn off your radio.
Oh, you know what? I know what you hear. I've got something else going. Okay, I'm getting out of the room.
Oh, we don't want to hear that.
Okay, all right.
You.
Okay.
All right, Joyce.
Okay,
turn
all right.
That off.
All right. Okay. You know what?
What's on your mind?
Wow. How do you put it in one word? He said, what's the one word that you want to talk about? I said, I couldn't put it in one word. How do you put it in one word?
What? Let me help you out here.
Well, let's put it this way. Everything you're saying is what I agree to. And other people that I listen to, like Joe Mangiacarti this morning, you know, he's on too. Now, Joel, you know, J-O-E-L? We all know him. He's a Trump hater.
I know. I know. I talked to him. I tangled with him the last time I filled in.
He doesn't like me. Trust me.
Oh, well, good. You know what they say, Joyce. You are known by your enemies more than from your friends. And so you should wear it as a badge of courage. Although, if I had the time, this is talk radio, so things move fast. But if I had the time, I would love to sit and chat with Joel, because Joel is part of what makes talk radio so interesting. And part of why the left cannot do talk radio to save their life, because they don't want any opposition. They want you to sit down, shut up, and obey. So, Joyce, what's your overall overriding feeling about this Dominion voting system that we're hearing about?
Well, I'm just finding out. And, you know, let's put it this way. I'm sure President Trump knows everything that's going on. And I want him to keep fighting. I don't want him giving up. I do not want him, and he's not the type to give up. And I love it.
Do you think he's going to?
No.
He has been trying to teach Republicans how to fight back for the longest time. And I think it's mostly the corrupt and the weasels who didn't want to learn that, because they've been doing business with people they shouldn't be doing business with, too. And they're afraid of getting found out.
Too much fake news also.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you, Joyce.
And you know what? They just don't know the facts. You try and tell them, you know, they don't know the facts.
Right. Well, right now, it is so much misinformation. I hope and pray that they have the evidence on this Dominion voting systems. You just stay tuned. Keep your powder dry. That's just a figure of speech, SNA, whatever it is, NSA. It's just a figure of speech. Keep your powder dry. Thank you, Joyce, for listening to WCRN. We really appreciate it. And she makes such a great point about the fact that when there's so much conflicting information, and we're in almost a balkanized country right now, where people like Joel listen to one news outlet and conservatives listen to another who are also being co-opted. And so the question is, where's the truth? That's what I wanted to talk about in my little monologue, but I kind of got all over the place. And that is, keep your own counsel. Don't trust anybody but your gut. If your lying eyes are telling you something stinks, guess what? It stinks. And then I forgot who caller. I didn't write it down. What's his name? We have Gene. Yay. Gene, you're on WCRN on 830. Gene. Welcome.
Gene, yay. I'll tell you something.
Yay.
Listen, Karen, I'm glad you're there.
Yes.
And you know what? Gary Goldman, when we had a talk about you, he is just, he is overwhelmed by what you do and what you say and getting the rest of the story and also covering the base in New Hampshire. I just heard from friends in New Hampshire. Where are you in New Hampshire? What is the station, please, if you could tell us?
I am on WSMN, if it's okay to say, WSMN in New Hampshire, Nashua, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 Eastern, and I love taking phone calls. They're a little shy so far. We just brought Spouting Off up there, and Spouting Off is available, shameless plug, for syndication anywhere and everywhere. But right now with the internet, you can hear it anywhere. All you got to do is go to my website, click on the Listen Live button. There's one on the left and one on the right. If you click on the right one, you should get a player that will help you listen anywhere. And you can call from anywhere. And that's one of the great things about talk radio. I can do talk radio from Northern Colorado and bring you some of the news from Colorado and around the country. And you can be listening from anywhere you want. So tell me more about what's on your mind, and thanks for the kind thoughts.
And Karen, I want to tell you something. Larry was on, took a stand, and now we have some hope. I mean, thank you, God in heaven. You have
yes.
all of the callers who you have received. This is Radio Free America, and I'm sure you've told people mm-hmm. about WCRN, because there are so many listeners, Karen, on this station, and a lot of people, and you wonderful listeners, by the way, come on, call in, because mm-hmm. what you had said initially is how many things that we know about that we turn a blind eye. And when I didn't, Karen, that's when they hate you, but that's when you know you're doing what's right. That's when you're taking a stand.
You got it right.
That's
you are
America.
So right.
And that's what we're supposed to be doing, but they don't teach that anymore. They teach you to drink the Kool-Aid and everything's going to be great. And it's a lie, Karen. It's a lie. And you know what, Joel, mm-hmm. Karen, if you don't mind, uh-huh. and Ted, if you don't mind, I'm going to go, because this came to me when I was praying for him. Joel, I pray for you all the time. I don't know what's going to happen, but God Almighty, I pray he's going to reach your heart, because I dated a Jewish man like you. Okay, I dated, as a matter of fact, several.
Just don't tell us we have to be Christian, okay? Just accept our differences.
Okay.
We got 15 seconds.
Right.
Unfortunately, I got to run.
All right, I dated several Jewish men, Joel. And guess what?
Okay.
The one that threw me out of the car.
I got to run. I'm so sorry. Call back at the last 15 minutes of the hour. I'll take your call again. Karen Cataline, we got to run, but we will be back with John O'Connor. I'm having the blast of ever on WCRN for Gary S. Goldman. We'll be right back.